Police commissioners are a mistake, and it's not about them being more businesslike. It's about the fact that I think they reduce democracy, don't increase it, and I'm at odds with virtually every politician I know on this. The reason being that I don't think one person can encapsulate all the range of political opinions that we have in South Yorkshire. So to compensate for that, I would look to see, and of course I'll be a resident and a citizen, I'll want to see this, so I will be watching. But I want to see the panel that will be appointed, and they will be appointed to support the commissioner, to really represent the people of South Yorkshire. Because in most politics, if you're an MP, once you're elected, you represent everybody and you do your best for them. But a commissioner in one subject, like policing and crime, I think has more of a challenge to reflect those differences of opinion.
Because, of course, the argument is it's more democratic because you directly elect the one person that's in charge. I know that's an argument that kind of goes both ways, doesn't it?
I think I could be convinced of that if we see a high turnout next November for these elections. I'm not convinced we'll see a high turnout. I really hope we do. I personally will vote. I haven't voted for 30 years, but I hope that we will see a high turnout so that we have a real electoral mandate for that person who's in office. So that they're equipped to do their job properly. If they have a little or no turnout, then they can't represent us at all. And a chief police officer will need to make the running more than they would otherwise.
Would you fancy the job?
Not particularly, not as it's cast. And I think there's some kind of barrier to it anyway, and there probably should be. What I'm interested in is in seeing that the system is implemented properly and as effectively as possible.
You mentioned politicians, and they argue about police cuts, 20% or 12%, and what would be acceptable and what would be fair. Has the government got it wrong in the level of cuts it wants to make in policing?
I think where the government, I hesitate to say get it wrong because I respect the government's right to make decisions, but where the government could have been more sophisticated was to look at what forces had done already. South Yorkshire Police has struggled before I came here with low precepts. That means we can't raise additional money locally. So the burden of a government cut in funding falls disproportionately on forces like South Yorkshire. In fact, it's forces in the north of England. Conspiracy theorists have a field day. But the straightforward mathematical and political facts are that a 20% in government funding has a disproportionate effect on us than it does on forces like Sussex and Surrey. They raise millions more than us in local taxation because the style and standard of their housing is very different. Over 80% of our housing in South Yorkshire is Band A. Over 60% of those people are on, for one reason or another, on benefits, and so therefore do not pay community charges, taxes, local taxes, and therefore that's revenue lost to us. If you're living in the leafy areas of Surrey and Sussex, you can raise additional funding. So I wish the government had looked more sophisticatedly at the model of spending cuts they were imposing and perhaps imposed them on those forces that were inefficient or better able, is a nice way of phrasing it, to withstand the cuts.